All right, it's time to go behind enemy lines, brought to you by Monster Brewing, and we'll do just that with Zach Rosenblatt, senior writer for The Athletic. He covers the New York Jets. Zach, good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. So Aaron Rodgers gets his guy, Devontae Adams in, and magically healed. I don't know what you're allowed to say, what you've seen in practice. I know in Pittsburgh there's some kind of goofy rules, but do you expect these guys to, is it like riding a bike, I guess, Zach? Are they just going to pick up right where they left off, do you think?
I mean, that's the idea. You know, their degree of friendship is greater than I've really seen with a quarterback wide receiver. Devontae staying at his house right now. I think the first night he stayed there, they went over Aaron's hand signals that he uses at the line of scrimmage, and Aaron says that Devontae is like 95% caught up. So I think we're going to find out just how quickly they can just flick it back on and get right back into the chemistry they had in Green Bay. But that was the idea when they traded for him. You know, when he's healthy and at his best, he's a great receiver, and he's at his best when Aaron Rodgers is throwing the ball. So you hope that they can reignite that flame, but they also need to worry about the offensive line in front of them too.
Zach, how's Garrett Wilson been handling the situation? Garrett Wilson, you know, being the number one receiver all the way up until this point, and now you have Devontae Adams coming in. Has there been any controversy behind him in moving to number two receiver?
No, not. I mean, I would say not yet. I think it depends on how these next few weeks go. You know, Garrett was definitely frustrated with his role through the first three or four games, and then the last two games, I think he has over 30 targets, and he was really getting funneled the ball a lot. And now he's not going to be the number one guy anymore, probably, with Devontae here. So it's going to be very interesting to see how he handles it. If they're winning, I think everything will be fine. But if they're losing and he's not getting the ball, then you might see a little issue.
Before we move off wide receiver, because, I mean, it fits. Mike Williams, future Steeler?
I mean, it makes some logical sense. I do think there are some teams that are interested. I can't get a read on how interested the Jets are in trading him, though he has been a he hasn't practiced the last 2 days for personal reasons, in quotes, so I don't really know what exactly that is. But, I think the Steelers are a candidate. Going back to the Chargers and the Saints are like the three teams that have checked in on him.
What's Nate Hackett's role now? They obviously panned him during the last game, and he's kind of just, you know, sitting in the background. And, you know, obviously he's not offensive coordinator now, but what's his role moving forward? And has Aaron Rodgers been okay with that, knowing that he's Aaron Rodgers' boy as well?
I'd say he's maybe the coffee guy now, and Aaron Rodgers is a buddy. I honestly don't know what he's doing. I'm sure he's advising Todd Downing a little bit. I'm sure he's like involved in the meetings and stuff like that. But it's a very unique situation. I can't remember many cases where a guy was demoted in this way and kind of just stripped of all his responsibilities. But I don't think Aaron was like thrilled about the demotion, though. I think he understood that changes were coming because of the way the offense was playing, and so, you know, that, like you said, that's his buddy, and I think he trusts him above almost any play caller in the league. But Hackett was not doing his job well enough, so ultimately it was not a hard decision, I don't think.
Zach Rosenblatt joining us from The Athletic, going behind enemy lines, brought to you by Monster Brewing. I mean, the outside perspective, I think, is it's a dysfunctional mess, but you're there every day. Is it as dysfunctional as it would appear on the outside?
I mean, look, they fired their coach in week 5 out of nowhere, so I think it's fair to label it dysfunctional right now. But, you know, they could quickly turn that, like, if they start winning, then things will get back on the right track. Like, this, at the end of the day, this is a very talented roster. It's one of the more talented ones in the league, I think, in the AFC. And if they can just get this back on track, then they have a chance to you know, at least compete for the playoffs. The goal was more than that before the season started, but 2-4 is a hard hole to get out of. 2-5 would be even harder. So if they lose to the Steelers this week, then it could start getting a little ugly. But if they can win this game, then I think things can get back on the right track.
How do you think that Russell Wilson is going to pan out for the Steelers from the opposite side? I think one can make the argument that the Steelers the last couple of years have been dysfunctional as well as the Jets. But, you know, Russell Wilson's probably going to start Sunday night. Does that pose, in Jets fans' minds, does that pose more of a threat than Justin Fields and what he has done thus far this season?
I actually viewed it, and I feel like the team maybe feels this way too, but I think they probably view Justin Fields as a bigger threat just because they've been really bad against the run. And obviously Justin Fields adds something to the running game that Russell Wilson just doesn't at this stage of his career. So I think that's a little scarier. But, you know, the Jets are very banged up on the back end. DJ Reed's probably not going to play this week. They're starting nickel corner. Michael Carter probably won't play. They just lost Chuck Clark to injured reserve. He's a starting safety. That's three out of their, like, five starting defensive backs. And so you'd probably trust Russell Wilson to take advantage of that more than Justin Fields. So it's not perfect. And the Jets D-line has been very inconsistent. And so if they're not pressuring Russell and he's able to, you know, get the ball out quickly and get it to his receivers down the field, then it could get ugly. But I do think they're a little more scared of Fields just because of his ability to run and the struggle they've had stopping the run.
Zach Rosenblatt, The Athletic, behind enemy lines with us right now, brought to you by Monster Brewing. How has Russ, I was going to do it at some point. How does the other old guy, how's Aaron Rodgers look to you?
You know, he's had a couple of weeks where he's looked really old and made some mistakes that he historically doesn't make. You know, that Vikings game in London in particular, he had some really bad interceptions, some really bad throws. But, you know, when he's been at his best, he's looked like Aaron Rodgers. Last week, he was really good. They've been throwing the ball a little too much. You want them to establish the run a little quicker. I think he's a quarterback you definitely can win with, and he probably is going to win you some games, but he's not able to do all the same things that he used to do. So the amount that he's been getting hit, he's definitely banged up. He's been getting hit a lot. If the offensive line doesn't pick it up, then Aaron is not going to look like Aaron.
If this team becomes revitalized, now that you have Davante Adams, if they start getting on this moving train, start winning games, and say that they make it to the playoffs, does Jeff Ulbrich, the interim head coach, does he become the full-time head coach next year for the Jets?
Yeah, I think he does. You know, the one thing Woody Johnson wants more than anything is to end their playoff skid. They haven't been in 13 years, and it's the longest skid in professional sports of the four leagues. So I think if Jeff is the one to get them there, then he absolutely earned a chance to keep this job. Whether they just hand it to him or he uses it to get a job somewhere else, I don't know. But I really do think they would offer him the full-time job if they make the playoffs.
Zach Rosenblatt, awesome stuff, man. We really appreciate you coming on. Hey, maybe we'll do it for a playoff game.
that would be interesting, but yeah, let's see.
Thanks a lot, Zach.
Thanks, Zach.
Yeah, have a good one.
You too. Zach Rosenblatt of The Athletic. 3 out of 5 starters in the secondary could not be playing. I mean, I know that this has been kind of painted by some as this bad matchup because the Jets pass rush against the Steelers banged up offensive line, but how about you want to take advantage of what they don't have in the secondary, so play the guy who you think's the better passer.
Mm-hmm.
Makes some sense.
Yes.
Someone texted in, guys, two legendary head coaches have said Russ was done. What do you guys see that they didn't? Again, for the umpteenth time, I would start Justin Fields. But Tony Dungy also said that Russ Wilson was significantly better, and I'm paraphrasing, than Justin Fields in practice. He's a legendary coach, too. You're going to have
people
on both sides of these things with great resumes making arguments.
Yes.
Like Ben wants Fields, Bradshaw wants Fields, Belichick says, okay, how about Fields? Well, Tony Dungy says, how about Russ Wilson? It just, you're going to have guys on both sides, just FYI. And then I got the response, all respect to Mr. Dungy, they don't pay you $50 million to go away if you still have it. Well, Belichick got forced out, too. And then nobody wanted him. So, again, there's going to be good people on both sides, if you will, Doran.